take a roll call.
Vice President Zabadi?
Present.
Director Jin?
Present.
Sue Nash?
Present.
Okay, so I'm going to change the order a little bit, then we'll have public comment after my statement. Basically, I've been trying to learn about previous attempt at coordination, reorganization, and cooperation among the districts. And some of this is reflected in a summary that I provided that some of you may have received, but let me just go over the outline. In 1994, there was a finding by the grand jury which indicated that these districts should be united, consolidated, or reorganized in some fashion. And the grand jury found that they could have achieved, by unification, $390,000 per year saving as of 1994. In response to that grand jury finding, PC, Pine Cove, invited Idlewild Water and Fern Valley to form a committee to discuss the advisability of reorganization or consolidation. Fern Valley refused to participate in that committee, so the committee went on to study the possibility of reorganization, just Pine Cove and Idlewild. In March 1996, there was a preliminary report prepared by this committee consisting of Pine Cove and Idlewild, and they found that as opposed to the finding of the grand jury that the savings would be $390,000, they said the savings would be only $22,000 to $28,000. However, they didn't consider a lot of savings, like if they had joint operations, joint maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. In response to this finding, they terminated the committee and terminated discussions concerning consolidation. However, promising to Fern Valley that they're not going to discuss reorganization any further, they formed a committee which was called, I'm trying to find it now, Hill Advisory Committee, which really consisted of all the general managers and two board members of each of the boards, and the idea was to establish further cooperation between the districts, plan things together, they could save money if they had joint projects, etc. And this went on for almost 4 or 5 years. They met regularly.
And when did that start?
That started in 1996.
Oh, okay.
And it finished in 2002. In 1997, Idlewild Water on its own issued a preliminary interim report prepared by, I think, our general manager at the time, Mr. Lovejoy, had found that the savings would have been 14% of the total expenses for the three districts. That is substantially more than the $22,000 savings found in the previous report. This report was prepared by Idlewild Water alone, and there was no participation in the report by Pine Cove or Fern Valley. This went on, there were some further discussions, there was a San Jacinto Mountain Area Water Study Agency, there was a citizen committee formed in 2002, it's what's called Citizens Committee for Unification. They polled the users of, I think, Idlewild Water alone, I'm not sure if they went to Pine Cove or Fern Valley. They got 418 positive votes for in favor of consolidation or some kind of reorganization. Subsequent to that, Idlewild on its own, pursuant to direction by the board, Lovejoy prepared a subsequent report, which is the report of 2003. Copies of at least the preliminary pages have been distributed here. And that found essentially the savings would be around $400,000 per year if the different water districts would be operating together. And that was essentially the last event, except for the continued meetings of this advisory group, which again stopped in 2002. So after reviewing all this, I sent an invitation out to all the board members of the two other districts, as well as their general manager, requesting them to attend here. And if I can only find it, I will read it to you. It went like this. I want to extend an invitation to all the members of the general, all the members of and general managers of all of our mountain water districts to attend the next organizational meeting of our ad hoc committee to improve our respective organizations so we might most effectively address our anticipated present and long-term water use issues in light of the drought and the climate change. I received the 2003 feasibility study and the past reports of the grand jury concerning alternative structures and increased cooperation among our three water districts. This represents a very valuable assessment of our many water issues. I understand that some of you are opposed to some or all forms of reorganization. However, everyone is in favor of increased cooperation and coordination. In view of the fact that the climate change is likely to challenge our ability to satisfy the water demands of our customers, we will need to establish common policies and approaches over the next years. In the past, the Hill Advisory Committee served our common interests. It functioned to make recommendations to the constituent boards to create joint cooperative projects and to examine money savings opportunities. I would like to discuss and reestablish such advisory committee to set out formal settings for cooperation and possibly handling joint enterprises. In response to this invitation, we received informal responses from general managers of Fern Valley and Pine Cove, both of which essentially said that they were not interested. I think Jack Hoagland, our general manager, received some comments from some board members, I can't identify them, similarly saying they really were not interested. So it seems to me that there is a need, at least for cooperation in a formal setting. I understand that cooperation between the districts is quite good. For example, there was some problem with some pipes, and Jerry from Pine Cove helped out with the welder, etc. So on an informal basis, there is good cooperation between the districts, and I don't want to criticize that at all. But I think we need a formal setting. We need a setting for example, to set stage water drought stages uniformly throughout the district, to find out if there are joint projects, et cetera, et cetera. It seems also to me that since there seemed to be an opposition, at least, from the management of the other water districts, that we need to establish some interest and some support among the public to tell these people that there is a need for cooperation and there is a need for possibly for consolidation. So that's just my statement of what I did. I opened the floor for public comment, and the comment must be limited to the subject matter here. Go ahead.
First, this board, the three of you appeared before Pine Cove. This is a Brown Act entity. That is your piece. You showed up. Did you advertise that you were going to Pine Cove?
I don't believe it was a violation. I'm a member of the public, and the Brown Act.
Well, yeah, you've got two board members there. That's the majority.
No.
This is not a board. This is an ad hoc committee.
I disagree with that. That's.
But anyhow, we don't have to respond to that. Just go ahead and make your statement.
Okay. So moving forward, going back to the 1994 grand jury, since that time, Pine Cove has secured independent revenue sources, improved its ability to replace its infrastructure. Being dependent on a 20-some-odd-year-old piece seems quite unreliable. I'm going to say, putting forward and promoting unreliable data since post-218, in which there's another grand jury that came forward and made another investigation that put Pine Cove as the most efficient district in the county of Riverside, literally held out and said that. I'm very concerned that this board has put itself in harm's way as it relates to promoting unproven facts or unproven statements, and that you may find yourself at the very back end of litigation.
Anything else, Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, you haven't gotten rid of the monitoring wells in Pine Cove. That really, or the monitoring well sites for the treated sewage that was to be put into Foster Lake. Your choice not to...
I don't believe this is on the subject matter of consolidation.
It is, let me explain why.
Okay.
Jack Hoagland has made it very clear that the customer base has to expand for a new sewage treatment plant. He's also a proponent of consolidation. I know of other letters that that have been submitted that are completely different, but he is talking out of both ends of his mouth. So when I talk about Pine Cove's water, and I'm talking about treated sewage going into Foster Lake, that's a very serious issue. You would hold on to those parcels for no other reason than a way to mitigate your ability to put treated sewage into Foster Lake. That's a big deal to me, all right? Pine Cove has developed over the past 20 some odd years independent water sources, stabilized its water sources, purchased private wells for the purpose of increasing the productivity and the sustainability of Pine Cove. A lot has changed since 1994, and that is very critical. We have looked at it in very serious ways. We have broken our dependence on Foster Lake. We were tied to that in many ways in terms of our fire suppression abilities. Why I reference this, you are holding on to parcels for no other reason than to drop in treated sewage into Foster Lake. If you're holding them on to build something else, you can't. There's nothing those parcels can be used for except for that purpose. You want some credibility in the community, you do need to dump those parcels, which I know you're not, because I know that this is about that process of increasing the customer base for a new sewage treatment plant here.
Okay. I don't usually respond, but I need to respond just a little bit here. Obviously, we are not going to base our suggestions, if there will be any, for reorganization based on a 1994 study or a 2003 study. I will recommend to the board to update this study. That's it.
Okay, so I do want to make it clear that that means that you have to, this report has nothing in terms of what the analysis was, what the relevancies were. If you're going to tell me that 1994's documents were relevant to today in that type of study,
I just told you.
I am well aware of that, but if you continue...
You said that's the history.
I'm talking.
That's the history.
So the point is, if the purpose and intent of pushing forward this type of information is to sway a petition, you will be in harm's way.
Again, I don't want to...
Let me make it another way.
Engage in a
discussion
here. Hold on a second.
And it will
we
be...
Are not, I, as I made it clear to the Pine Cove, at the Pine Cove meeting, this board has not taken a position on consolidation, reorganization, or anything like that. The pure purpose of this committee is to find out what we do about it.
You misrepresent the truth here. You put Idlewild, Fern Valley, and Pine Cove on the top of this document. You make it look like Pine Cove and Idlewild sponsored this document.
Hold on, think. It's a 2003 document.
You don't have the authors. I don't care if it was 1885. The document's authors would have to be listed within it. I don't see documents authors listed. What kind of entity publishes something without putting who sponsored the document?
Mr. Smith, I don't understand you at all.
This
was distributed just for the purpose of people seeing what
swaying
the history
the
is. Hold on. I listen to you. The whole report that was prepared in 2003 is available and will be posted. Okay, any other comments?
Who wrote it?
Lovejoy.
I don't see his name on it.
Well, I agree with you. His name is not on it. It's Lovejoy.
Is it even dated?
2003, unless
you... Oh, okay, this is December 2. I really would like to see the at least published by Idaho Water District. I don't even see that.
That's a whole copy.
It's a whole copy.
So you have a copy that you've put forward, but this is a truncated version of that without you. You should have included the cover letter.
I think we discussed that sufficiently. I understand your complaints. Any other comments?
Peter, I'm glad you're doing some looking into history. Because, I mean, when you first came on the board, there were a lot of things that you didn't know, and I know you've been working at learning them, and I hope that Mr. Jin is doing exactly the same thing. There is an enormous amount of mistrust because of the actions of previous boards. And unfortunately now, the current boards has been, you know, hiding the poor water quality for a year. Anyway, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Pine Cove has told you that we don't want to do this. We absolutely, well, because we don't trust you. It's as simple as that. Absolutely, we do not trust you. We've done a couple of things. We gave you a chunk of Cedar Glen. And then, of course, the board demanded more. And we told them to take a hike. So we are able to stand up to bullies. And we don't want that to happen again. We really don't want to be bullied. And the easiest way of doing it, of course, is telling you to take a hike. And of course, you've already been told that, so that's real clear. I've read that one. Well, continue to do your work, continue to do your history, find out where you stand. And it would be really nice if you took some of that $4.5 million and dug yourself some wells. I mean, take the advice of the state, take the advice of other people who have offered it to you freely. I mean, every time Jerry has a Brown Act class, he's always invited you guys and you've never come.
Your general manager, as I understand it, has put in writing his opposition to it.
Hold on. Any other comments, public comments? Go ahead.
Peter and Les, I would like to thank you for exhibiting some leadership and trying to get more cooperation among the communities. This is our current water quality problems, ongoing drought, climate change is real. This is the future. We're going to be experiencing some really difficult problems on this mountain. And if we're going to come out on the other end, we're going to need to work together. And I applaud your efforts at trying to keep this process moving or at least start discussing it. It's very important. It's very important to me as a ratepayer in the Idlewild Water District. It is clear to me that all our community is going to be experiencing some really dire problems in the future. And we need to start addressing it. We can't wait for the problems to come and all of us suffer. This is a community problem, and I really resent these two individuals' statements and bullies. You're not bullies. You're trying to do something for the whole community. And I'll leave it there.
Mr. Smith, Tree.
Well, I agree with what Tom just said. And I hear the distrust in these two members of Pine Cove Water District, and I understand based on some things that I know, but I think the what we're looking at is towards the future, and how do you move together towards the future? Do we keep on harping on errors in the past, or do we look at an opportunity to put our hand out, shake the other person's hand, talk, and see what we can do in a verifiable way? I think that your opposition has been noted.
Good.
And I think it's important to, you know, if you don't want to work together, then that's your prerogative, but I don't understand.
Wait, can you let her speak, please?
But I think you need to understand that there are people who want to work together. In fact, I've gathered 35 signatures of people from all water districts who want us to work together, because it will only benefit everyone if we find a way to work together. Now, I do have the statement from our group we formed. It's called, we've named ourselves the San Jacinto Watershed Watchdogs. And I'd like to read the mission statement. And if anyone else in this room agrees with it, you can let me know, and we periodically give updates on what's happening. But is this okay if I go ahead and
go? Go, sure.
Okay. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. The people, in delegating authority, do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments they have created. And that's from the Brown Act Government Code. And this is the rest of our statement. We, the residents and homeowners residing in the San Jacinto Mountains, come together to protect our watershed. We expect transparency from our water agencies and expect them to educate, inform, and empower us, their customers. In light of the existential crisis of climate change, drought, and fires, will continue to be ever more challenging to our community and our watershed. The position of greatest strength for our community to survive will be for our three water districts to work together. We are asking our water districts to work together to come up with a plan to save our watershed. It is our hope that this collaboration will lead to a greater unity of purpose in managing our water sources to ensure that far into the future we have an adequate supply of affordable, potable water.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Smith, don't repeat what you said before, if you don't mind.
That's a hoot, and here's why.
What's a hoot?
The greatest abuser on this watershed are those who take surface water. Sue Nash will agree to that. He'll agree to that.
Don't speak for me, please, Jeff.
Well, I'm telling you.
She said that.
That's important that you've made that statement, Sue. Tanking an entire creek is a huge destructive force to the cold water declassification of Strawberry Creek and everything behind it or in front of it. That's a very dangerous threat. As far as looking to the future, I have been before this board for the past nearly 20 years, trying to improve the infrastructure of this district. I have yet to see substantial improvements. My time started back 20 years ago. I've heard board after board after board say they're going to do things. But what ultimately happens is that they're in a reactive mode. Oh, found out that there was radioactivity in well 1A and a few others.
Mr. Smith, really?
You gave me my time. You've interrupted me. So
no,
you don't complain.
I'm going to interrupt you once more. I'm going to close you off next time. Keep to the subject matter.
I am.
Don't go over the history of everything here.
You want to?
Really,
you don't want to know
the time of this point.
My time frame is when I
started. 4 minutes. Say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Wow. My time started many years ago. It didn't start today. It started many years ago in trying to improve the safety of the community, trying to improve the watershed. And I have moved in very substantial ways to make that happen, including litigation against this district. Okay, as it relates to your gobbling of the Strawberry Creek, which I believe you're not entitled to. But having said that, you can try to benchmark it again and say from this point forward, but here we are again, in a reactive mode. You're having to put in a plant to deal with trihalomethanes. That's been there for decades. You just got caught this time. Hydrants that are broken. That's absurd. You don't have a hydrant program. I'm offended what I hear. You want to improve this community? No, you don't want to improve this community. If you wanted to improve this community, you'd put forward a good effort to make that happen. So when you have districts on the periphery, such as Pine Cove and Fern Valley, we look at it as a scary thing. Because your behavior is what defines what's going to happen. You want the 1,600, how many registered voters that are in this district to define the majority of the Hill. Because the voting base here in a unified district will define what happens in Pine Cove if there's consolidation. It won't matter who's in Pine Cove and what they vote for, what they believe in. The mass will make the decision. And right now, I will tell you, and you seem to discredit the board, you seem to discredit the people that come forward, you seem to discredit the survey that Pine Cove engaged in, because they did engage in a survey, Peter, and you know that. That they do distrust this district. There are a lot of other things that...
You have another minute, Smith.
Your current conduct is based upon your prior history. That's it.
Thank you. Any other? Go ahead.
It seems to me that maybe the most efficient way of going about this might be to consolidate Fern Valley and Idyllwild.
Impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because they're different kind of legal entities.
Well, I know. That's one of the issues that will confront you, but it'll confront you whether you do it with three districts or two districts.
No difference, because our PC and us are the same district. They basically, their choice would be just to dissolve and unify with us, I think. I'm not sure I understand the legality.
So that's one of the issues, in addition to the PERS issue, which will end up costing money and not saving money. But it's obvious that Pine Cove doesn't want it, and it's also obvious that essentially being on other side of the Marion Ridge, they are dealing with a different watershed than Fern Valley and Idyllwild are. So it would be nice if, I think Jeff Smith realizes that every time I've been to many of these meetings where he's here and he turns people in the opposite direction that I think he's intending to turn them.
Trying to clarify where
there's no conversation.
He makes it sound like there's unicorn water in Pine Cove, and that makes a lot more people that didn't want to consolidate want to consolidate. And then when he talks about other things that we're doing wrong, he turns people off. So I would think that it would be best, in his best interest at least, to not comment like he does. So I think Fern Valley and Idyllwild would be far more productive to research than all three.
Any other comments?
I identify the people for
me. You're out of order.
Well, Peter, you know, I have been trying to get you guys to show any kind of good faith. I've done this for quite a while, and of course you haven't done it. I'd like to see you spend your own money, and I'd like to see you fix your wells. Instead of stealing it from your neighbors.
You know, it's surprising. I mean, we live in the same community. We go to the same restaurants. We drink essentially the same water.
Let me just make the statement.
And this animosity that seemed to be represented by the two of you, I never heard from anyone else like this. But to make it simple, my suggestion was to get an advisory committee which would have no power whatsoever to cooperate, to work together. And you guys seem to be against that too, which is beyond understanding
how we shouldn't be together.
Hold on.
You're out of order. And then you interrupt me.
You're out of order.
Go get PC's Pine Cove survey and you'll see what it says.
The idea that we should have a committee to look at how we can save money, how we can coordinate our things.
I'll pay two or three times the price for my water to keep out of your water.
Problem for people and for...
It's not just about money for a water district.
Are there any other comments, public comments, other than Jeff Smith, who has already exhausted this time? No, then we should have board discussion. Go ahead.
And Nancy, who you later...
Flint, Michigan. Same kind of concerns. Save money. Go for it.
I agree that everything I've heard tonight, both praise and vilification, points to the same issue, that we need to reestablish the advisory committee. Because these issues about property or wells or surface water can only be solved not by you're telling me about it, but by two members of each of the board getting together and discussing these problems and conflicts and coming up with solutions. It seems like such a no-brainer. The other thing that's happening is LAFCO is in the process of updating their water and wastewater municipal service review report, and I provided some copies of it the last time we met. They are doing that, and of course they discuss all of these issues. They will update all the things that's in the 2003. They will update all the facts and that's in the 2005 report. But most importantly, there are public hearings involved in that process. And so at some point, hopefully in the next month or so, the draft report will come out. There will be public hearings. And that is an excellent place to look at what the situation is. And of course, we know that LAFCO has been told by the state that it's their job to look at reorganization and dissolution and all those kinds of things in order to provide the best municipal services to the people. And there's a 2000 or 2001 act. There are also a couple of bills that have been enacted talking about failing water districts and how they're going to be absorbed. There's a third bill, it's even stronger, to deal with failing water districts, whether any of the water districts on the Hill may qualify for that in the future as climate change makes things worse and worse for everybody. What I think about as a homeowner and see the value of my home plummet as the water gets bad, I don't have any agenda for one water district over the other. What I'm concerned about is that none of the water districts up on here fail. And I can see no better way than to help prevent that than reestablishing this advisory committee. I don't see any downside to reestablishing the advisory committee. And as a member of this committee, I would recommend that we make that recommendation to the full Ottawa Water Board and take whatever steps are necessary to reestablish that.
Liz?
Well, I agree with everything that Sue has said, but you know, we need to work together. I mean, I've been to all the different, the other two water boards, and again, just inviting. We have no hidden agenda, I don't. I think we need to, you know, take a fresh look at this. And I know, you know, we can talk about the past all you want, but the past doesn't, it helps us to learn, but what are we gonna do in the future? Future is what we're looking at, you know, our kids, our grandkids, you know, and
give water filters to your customers.
Can I finish? So anyway, that's kind of where we're at, is that, you know, and that's why I joined this committee, you know, so we can figure out what's the best for our watershed in total. We're too small. We're only 4,000. I don't know how many meters we have. I mean, I'm from a big city, Phoenix, you know, we got huge. We got to work together. You know, I was looking at, I was at one of the board meetings, and they just bought a new backhoe, you know. We're duplicating a lot of the stuff that we're doing. We just bought a generator, and there's another district is going to buy a generator. So do we need, you know, three workshops, or whatever you guys call them, the repair shops, the mechanical shops? You know, there's a lot of duplication I see. And that just, you know, the practical side of it. But the long term is that we need to, because of the climate change, we need to do something now. And just get the ball rolling, get the discussion going. And, you know, the San Jacinto Watershed Watchdog, that's a great group, you know. And I think maybe it could be driven by the community. It doesn't have to be driven by the board. I mean, we'll be resources, but, you know, get the community involved in it, grassroots. Get those signatures, find out what's important to them. So that's my comment.
Well, it seemed to me that the leadership in these two other water boards are against any formal, even an advisory group. Although I will recommend to our board to make a formal declaration that we would be in favor of an advisory group without any particular powers. Let me just finish. I'll let you talk. And pursue that. But I think what we need, the reason we formed this committee to begin with, because there seemed to be a general feel among the public that three water districts really don't make any sense. They reflect history, but they maybe reflect bad history, distrust between different parts of this hill. So therefore, I understood there was a general feeling among the public that we wanted to do something about this. Reorganize, consolidate, more cooperate. It seems to me we should turn to the public and through your committee or through some other committees to do some assessment. What is the public's interest and concern? And let that drive it. And if the public will go to these boards and will say, yes, we wanted something done, something will get done. We'll do our parts from this particular board and we'll make formal recommendations to invite other board members from the other water district to participate in an advisory group. But I would think based on if Mr. Smith represents that district, I don't know when he was elected, by the way, but if he...
I didn't pass the resolution in Pine Cove.
Right. But if there is a genuine concern and interest in this community, they will respond to it. Mm-hmm. And I finished board, and just to make sure that everybody has a chance to talk, Mr. Smith, don't make it too long.
Back in December of 2017, I came to this board, not prior boards, and told you about the grave nature of the Mueller hydrants up in Saunders Meadow, specifically Saunders Meadow. Those are the ones that fail. Out in Deerfoot, they fail. You shake your head.
The fire department said none of them failed, nothing failed, but you continue this story.
Let me finish when I go.
Yeah, go ahead.
When an engineer steps to the plate and hooks up to a hydrant, if that hydrant fails, they red tag it. I photographed those red tags. I photographed what they said. Uses only 5 gallons per minute, puts out 5 gallons a minute. That's what that tag said. Those tags disappeared. I'm very concerned about that. I told you about that back in 2017. Well, the sad part about it as a statistician, that whole ridge and this district is filled with those Mueller hydrants. No maintenance program. Statistically, those hydrants failing, That means there's gonna be others that fail.
So this has nothing to do with the subject.
Oh, yes, because you said...
Can you finish this?
Absolutely. You said you're moving forward. I don't see you moving forward. I see you in a reactive mode again. I see that you're constantly reacting to the problems. Oh, the trihalomethane issue. When you sat on this board, you knew of the trihalomethane issue. You did nothing about it. All the prior boards have, there's a memory here, okay? All the prior boards knew of the trihalomethane issue down there. Tom Lovejoy knew about the trihalomethane issue. Didn't do anything about it. You were conveyed that message. When you first came on this board, you didn't do anything about it. It's only when things bad happen that you respond. This is, you're talking about history. We're not talking about history. We're talking about current events.
Okay. Can you finish? Oh my God, I'm going to quote.
Well, yeah, I know you don't like the fact that I'm talking about current events.
I love the fact that you already, you've been doing this for me for...
But the reality is these are current events. And they're very serious. Going to the board and saying, the board saying, oh, we got Chip saying, I want filters for all the customers in Idaho. And you're saying, oh, no, we just got to do it on Pinecrest. What type of message do you think that sends to the people in Pine Cove?
I didn't think we decided that issue yet. But you seem to be privy to something we haven't decided, as usual. So
okay, well, it's a conversation. It's a public conversation.
This gentleman in the back wanted to talk.
It is what it is.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Mr. Jim's statement, because I'm a member of the Fern Valley Board. I applaud your doing the management. I'm not sure about the consolidation, but I think all of us on the board, we've always been in favor of that.
Right.
Of managing the whole, you know, mountain as far as the water goes. But... bigger is not always better, though.
Right.
You know, yeah, you talk about replicating equipment and this and that. That doesn't make it right. Always better. It doesn't necessarily make it saving money either. But I'm not saying that I'm against consolidation. But I think the first step is your review of the watershed. I think that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I'm glad to be here, and I'm just sorry that people come here and insult people and threaten litigation when we're just here to
discuss something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Trying to find out what the best solution is. Any other comments other than Mr. Smith, because you really talked a lot. Go ahead.
I would just like to say one thing. I've been kind of associated with this community since 1978. Mm. There's always been a tremendous fire hazard, and as the years have gone by, it was really serious, and it was not a matter of when the catastrophic fire is going to come, it was just when.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, our different fire agencies, CDF, our Idaho Fire Department, the Forest Service, they started planning. And I think you see the results of that planning, and this town is still here.
Mm-hmm.
They did an excellent job. They took the time to figure it out before it happened. Climate change is here. We're going to have less snowpack up there. We need to start figuring out how we're going to handle that. And it's inconceivable that we can do it district by district. And we might not be able to do it if we join together. But we at least got to start discussing that. And it's coming. Let's start figuring out how we're going to handle it as a community.
Right. Thank you.
Now,
okay, that's fine. So actually, what I would think go ahead.
Actually, you know, some of the stuff you say sounds good, but we can't trust you. Could you do something good that we say, oh, Idlewild has done something good. Maybe we can't trust them because the years, the decades.
You don't trust me?
Absolutely not as far as I can tell you.
We've been sitting together at the prior meetings for the last year and a half.
Absolutely, I know that. But now you're on this board, and this board, okay, I'm talking about the board historically.
Right.
And I know you want to throw out the history. You just want to toss it out and pretend it didn't happen. But this is why we don't trust you. Is there any reason whatsoever to trust Idlewild Water Board?
Because we are good people, actually. And we're trying to do good. Maybe not in a way you think we are doing good. We're trying to resolve problems, we try to get together, but I can't convince you, although we've been sitting next to each other at the Dunk Cry meetings
for a year. I know, all those meetings, and I would, and as I said, I'm extremely happy.
I even like your jokes.
Oh, good. I'm not very good at them.
But I was going to say that. I wasn't going to say that.
But Peter, I'm really glad you have actually gone and looked into some of this stuff. I mean, I've got to admit, every time we try and do something nice to you guys, we always get shafted. I mean, Pine Cove always gets shafted, and I'm really tired of it. If you could do something for yourselves so that, you know, Jerry wouldn't have to send down his welder, or we wouldn't have to hook up the water pipes and provide water for you like we did in, what was that, 2003?
Okay.
Stuff like that. I mean, we have bailed you out several times, and every time we've done it, you've screwed us.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that everybody's aware, between Jerry and Jack, and I don't remember the name of your general manager, there's really a good feeling of cooperation, and they don't resent the fact that we use their welder. They appreciate it, as we help them too. But for the board, for this ad hoc committee, I think we should suggest to the board to make a formal request and report it back to them. I would encourage the public to go out and get support for these ideas. And I would like somebody to make a motion to adjourn sine die, and we'll set a next meeting when appropriate.
I make such a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your
Thank advice. You. Thank you, guys.
And thank you for asking me to be on this.
You're welcome. Enjoy.